going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Speaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yesterday, Breezy and I were talking to someone outside of work who said she has a ton of trouble when it comes to dating because she makes too much money. Yeah. And she told us that most of the men she's gone out with find that to be a deal breaker for them. Has any other women, listen, had a similar experience? 585-252-9800. So this morning we're asking the question, is a woman who makes more money in the relationship, is that a deal breaker for some men?
Give me a break. Tell me you're insecure without telling me you're insecure.
Some people do have an issue with this. On the phone with us, we have a listener by the name of Zoe who wants to share her experience with us this morning. Hi, Zoe. Good morning.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Good morning.
Good morning.
In regards to what you're talking about, I've had this weird experience where, so I'm, you know, doing pretty well for myself. I'm a I'm a consultant for an engineering firm.
Okay.
I make six figures. I do very well for myself. And what I'm noticing is, like, every time I mention that to someone that I'm dating, he just drops off the face of the map.
What?
Like, that's it. No more interest. Like, I don't know what it is, but these guys are just, maybe they're just more traditional. They want to be the breadwinner. They want to make less. And I'm like, I'm not here for your ego boost. I'm here to make a living.
So you notice right away that as soon as the finance conversation comes up during the day, they just taper off.
Bolt.
Yeah.
But that's not, I'm the opposite of that. Daddy needs some new shoes. I could care less.
Well, listen, Mama's here.
Oh, my God. Should I be here for this?
But Zoe, all kidding aside, I think it's a situation where there's a lot of women that have maybe been in your shoes where they've gone through something like this. I don't know. For some men, it really bothers them. For others, like myself, could care less. Give us an example.
Yeah. So there's this guy that I was dating for, you know, a while. I kind of learned, like, let me taper off on the financial conversation. Let me just build the relationship. So I did that for like a week or two.
Okay.
And then it was going amazing. The connection was fantastic. And then I bring up financials, you know, what does that look like for you? Are we a team? And suddenly, no more texts. Suddenly, he's taking days to get back to me. I just, kind of insane. So at one point, this one guy is like, I'm not interested in dating a woman who's all about her money. I'm like, okay, so.
Oh, that's interesting. So if you guys are just tuning in, 585-252-9800, the question we're asking is, if a woman is making more money, is that a deal breaker for some men? Or just if she's successful in general, more than you are, is that enough for you to be like, is it an intimidation thing?
The insecure man child is crazy.
I don't know what it is. I mean, for some people, like I said, like myself, doesn't bother me. I could care less. As long as it's more of like, if it's a team effort, if we're both coming to the table to provide, it's not just one person or the other.
One person is clearly providing a little more than the other.
Yes, but is that going to be held against you That's a problem, though. You don't want that either.
I just feel like, you know, with you being as successful and working a high-profile job, men get intimidated because they're children, obviously. And you should never, like, dull your own sparkle just because you want to dumb down to somebody's level. I mean, you're not making these guys feel bad, are you?
I mean, God, I hope not.
Can we just all agree, though, for a second, that there are some people who are just a little bit more traditional? And for them...
Then
this,
go find a broke bee. That's not my issue. Clearly,
well,
we're not a match.
They don't know that until the first date. You understand what I'm saying, right, Zoe?
Yeah, like they don't know it bothers them until it bothers them.
That's correct. We have someone by the name of John that just called in who has a couple comments on what you were saying, Zoe. Are you comfortable with chatting with him if I put him through?
Oh, let's do it.
Okay, 1 second.
John, go ahead, buddy. You're live on PXY.
All right, so to the girl who's on the phone right now, the reason why men like myself, well, not me, I'm married, so that doesn't matter, but the reason why men don't like dating you, and I know a lot of other men who don't, is because you come off as super entitled, okay? And that means that you automatically become less desirable. Period, end of story.
John, tell me you're triggered without telling me you're triggered.
Right, okay.
Don't get me wrong. Okay, you got a great high-paying job. That's good for you, but let's call it like it is, all right? Most women get off easy because they have the ability to sleep their way to the top. And most guys, we have to work our ass off to be successful.
Oh, you think that's what got me to where I am? You know what? I just got a clear, crystalline, perfect picture of your marriage, and God, I feel so sorry for her.
Yikes, me too.
Oh, okay, and I'm sure you look really cute in a blazer, but aside from your job and your paycheck, what else are you bringing to the relationship, okay? What else are you bringing to the table? So, seriously, what else are you offering aside from a pretty face? All you did was
never
come on the radio, you brag, you make good money, and so what? What else? Hello?
Hold on a second, guys. Let me play mediator here for a second. So, Zoe, John, so obviously you're not going to date a woman that makes more money than you do. And I'm assuming that's not the case in your relationship. Why is that?
Okay, let me break it down. They come in and they say,
I need layman's
terms
because I'm a woman, right?
Well, very layman. Let me make it real simple for you, okay? What I need to know is, what else are you bringing, okay? You don't understand. You will never, ever truly understand the weight of the world a man carries on his shoulders when he has to provide for his entire family, okay? My wife, she works for you.
Let him get out what he has to say. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, no, let him giggle. He, he, he. My wife, she works part-time. She's a good woman because she helps raise our kids. And she doesn't have to make six figures and then throw it in people's faces like you do. So hit the brick, sweetie. You're a dime a dozen. There's no guy that wants to date you because they have class, okay? You offer nothing but a pretty face and a paycheck. Boom.
Oh, my God. You are the worst human I've ever spoken to on this show. You make me want to literally punch air. I do not like you. So you didn't even talk to me. But the way you're speaking to this woman is so degrading and disgusting. And I'm quite frankly, we need to get you off the line because I'm going to flip out on you.
Yeah, personally, I love a woman in a blazer. I'll leave it at that. John, you said what you had to say. I appreciate you calling in. I'm gonna let you go. Thank you, man.
And here we go. DEI all over again.
Okay, bye.
All right. Zoe, you still there?
Wow.
So, like,
his wife is definitely getting off every time they bang.
Like we talked about, it's not clearly for everyone. Like people like John. But keep doing what you're doing. If you're making good money, don't feel bad about that. There's a lot of guys that appreciate a hardworking, driven woman. I'm one of those people.
I hope so.
There is. Listen, if you haven't found the right one yet, just keep at it. The right person will come along.
Zoe?
Well, thanks, guys.
You don't want to be with someone like that. Just think about how miserable his wife is.
Thanks, guys. I so appreciate it.
No problem. And, you know, we wish you the best. And sorry about John.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Will do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay.
Who's here? Who's
cute? This person says this dude is the definition of fragile masculinity. Clearly, get this guy off the air before harm comes to him.
He started swinging right out the gate. He was triggered.
I know. I was like, "Did you date this girl before? You absolute freak." This person says, "But they want." But they don't want a gold digger, question mark. They say things like they're being used. You can't have it both ways, buddy. I'm not saying a man needs to be the full and sole financial support for a woman, but what's the problem with her being able to support herself? Wouldn't a guy be proud of that? Yeah, I guess not. John clearly is threatened. So weird. This person says entitled or self-confident is the self-confidence intimidating, and that comes off so ridiculous. John, seek help immediately.
Who doesn't like a woman in a blazer? You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's up? Like, what are your thoughts? How are we doing? I mean, I'm not doing well. Mental health check.
You're not doing well?
No.
No, I know you're pissed. I know you're upset. I found it to be quite entertaining. However, there's a lot of people who have, especially women, who are in a situation like Zoe's in, where they have to deal with that. Listen, there are some guys who want to be in a way more traditional marriage. I'll pay the bills, you stay home, take care of the kids, clean.
A man berating a woman live on the radio entertaining. It makes me actually ill. I will actually throw up.
Well, I'm not saying what he said was absolutely right or correct, because it wasn't. But for people like Zoe, who came on and shared her situation, because like the woman we talked to yesterday after the show, so many women have to deal with people like John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John is not the type of person that any type of woman should want to aim to be with. And for me, I was like, well, you know, I don't think he's a great guy. He said what he had to say, but, you know, I'm Team Zoe. I love a successful woman who's driven, who has goals, and because I'm the same guy. Like, I'm very, very driven. I want to be with someone who kind of matches my personality. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And you're the same exact way.
Yeah, I mean, I work like 17 jobs, so.
Right.
Period.
Oh, yeah, so for those yikes. Who are pissed off and offended, sorry.
Yeah. Go check yourself in somewhere. Go talk to someone.
All right. We're going
to
take
men will do to not go to therapy.
Oh, right?
So classic.
Me being one of them.
Yeah, fully.
We're going to take a quick break. It's Peak Swine Mornings. We'll be right back.